This afternoon, we will have an overview of the Book of Acts.
圣何西教会在推行读经的运动。
In San Jose Church, we are promoting personal Bible reading.
所以教会有设一个进度，每一天一章，一个礼拜七章。
So the church has a schedule of every day a chapter in the Bible.
三年，所以我们圣经大概已经读过了一遍。
So this has been going on for the past 3 years, so we have gone through the Bible once.
那现在已经进入第二轮了。
So we are in the second cycle now.
从马太福音一直现在读到使徒行传。
So we've gone through from the Gospel of Matthew, now we are into the Book of Acts.
这个读圣经啊，对我们信仰会很有帮助。
And reading the Bible has great value for our faith.
所以我们礼拜二晚上的聚会我们都是以那一个礼拜的读经进度为内容来查考。
So in our Tuesday night services, we study the contents of the reading for that week.
那礼拜六晚上家庭聚会也是以那一周的进度来做内容。
And as well for the family services on Saturday evenings.
那有时候礼拜五晚上也是以那一个礼拜的进度取一段来做。
Friday night services, the topic can come from the content of that week's reading.
但是有时候我们遇到比较大卷的圣经会觉得说到底这一卷圣经在讲什么。
But sometimes when we come to the longer books in the Bible, we wonder what the overall message is.
所以我们在每一卷圣经要开始或将结束的时候会做一个简介。
So for every book that we are reading, we will go through an overview of that book.
今天我们就是要来介绍《使徒行传》。
So today we will go through the introduction to the Book of Acts.
我们先来看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 1.
到底《使徒行传》在讲什么
？What is the Book of Acts recording？
好，我们来看第一章的第八节。
Let us read chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
这个是主耶稣升天以前对门徒所说的话。
This is something that Jesus spoke to his disciples before he ascended.
所以一章第八节就是《使徒行传》的内容。
So chapter 1 verse 8 is the theme of the book of Acts.
所以《使徒行传》就是在讲圣灵降临。
So Acts describes the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那门徒得着能力。
And the disciples receive power.
然后为主耶稣做见证。
They serve as witnesses for Jesus.
那从近而远。
From near to far.
从耶路撒冷。
Starting in Jerusalem.
到最后到罗马。
And to the end of the earth, at that time Rome.
把福音传到罗马。
They preach the gospel to Rome.
当时所说的地极就是罗马。
And at that time, the end of the earth reached to Rome.
那第九节说，耶稣说的话，被看的时候就被举上升了。
And in verse 9, we see that when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up.
所以主耶稣在地上讲的最后一句话是《使徒行传》一章八节。
So the last words that we have of Jesus in this earth are chapter 1, verse 8.
这是一个预言，也是一个应许。
It is both a prophecy and a promise.
那从第一章开始就是主耶稣讲的这一句话的实现，一步一步把它实现，实行出来。
So with this opening in verse 8, we see bit by bit it comes to fruition.
所以《使徒行传》第一章第八节好像是一个建筑师画的一张蓝图。
So we can think of this verse as a blueprint.
然后从第二章开始就是这个蓝图这样一步一步把它盖成一个房子。
And from this blueprint, we can see starting in chapter 2 and onwards, the building of this house.
那这个在告诉我们，我们今天在教会做圣工，最重要是要明白神的应许是什么。
So we also must reflect that in doing God's work today, we must know what God's promise is.
神的应许一定会实现。
Because God's promise will always come to pass.
约书亚记第一章神告诉约书亚说，我已经把这块地给你了。
In Joshua chapter 1, God told Joshua that he has already promised and given this land to you.
所以对神来讲，我已经给你了，我是完成事。
So in God's eyes, this is already something that is done and completed.
但是对约书亚来讲，这是未来事。
But for Joshua, this is something that is about to come.
所以他要带领以色列百姓去征战，然后到最后把这一块地得到了。
So he had to lead the people of Israel into many battles in order to gain the land of Canaan.
那使徒行传也是一样。
And we can think of Acts in the same way.
对神来讲，他的计划已经完成了。
In God's eyes, his plan is already complete.
这个没有人能够改变的。
No one can change it.
但是对使徒来讲，这是未来事。
But for the apostles at that time, it was something that was yet to come.
他一步一步靠着圣灵的能力，圣灵的带领，然后把教会建起来，然后传到罗马。
So they had to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit and piece by piece gradually spread the gospel all the way to Rome.
所以有时候我们会听人讲对教会讲得很悲观啊，如果我们这一代不努力啊，真耶稣教会消灭，不会，这个不会发生的。
So some people, when they talk about the condition of the church today, may be very pessimistic and say, if we don't work harder, the church will disappear. This will never happen.
因为教会不是公司，不是行号。
Because the church is not like any business or corporation.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是神所充满的。
It is some place, something that God fills.
所以如果我们没有努力，神会再兴起另外一批人来努力。
So if we don't work hard, then God will bring up another group of people.
神有预备他自己的工人。
God has prepared his workers.
到最后就是要把他的旨意实现出来。
And his plan is to fulfill everything he has willed.
所以我们对教会的前途绝对是光明的，绝对是乐观的。
So the future of the church is definitely bright.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because it is God's will.
所以我们不能够用世界上那些公司行号的态度来看教会。
So we can't judge the condition of the church based on corporate values or the business world.
那《使徒行传》到底在讲什么？
So what does Acts talk about?
如果以人物来分，《使徒行传》分作两大段。
So if you look at the main characters, there are two major portions.
第一段呢，就是从第一节一直到十二节，第一章到十二章。
The first section is from chapter 1 to chapter 12.
主要是在讲彼得的工作。
Primarily speaking of the work of Peter.
《使徒行传》十三章到二十八章，主要是在讲保罗的工作。
And from chapter 13 to chapter 28 covers the work of Paul.
所以，如果以工人来讲，《使徒行传》主要是在记载两个神所用的工人所做的工作。
So if you look at these two workers, they are the main characters within the book of Acts.
一个是彼得，一个是保罗。
Peter and Paul.
那我们知道神要把这个福音传开来。
We know that God had a plan to spread the gospel.
所以神都事先有预备他的工人。
So God had prepared these workers in advance.
在主耶稣还没有升天以前。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven.
他预备十二个门徒。
He had called 12 disciples.
然后他传到外邦。
In order for the gospel to be preached to the Gentiles.
当时的外邦主要是希腊文化。
And the Gentiles at that time were primarily of the Greek culture.
很多都是讲希腊话的。
And most of them spoke Greek.
所以在十三章还没有开始以前，神就拣选保罗。
So before chapter 12 and 13, God then called Paul.
为这就是把福音传给外邦人。
In order to preach the gospel then to the Gentiles.
所以我们就发现说，神要完成他的旨意，神自己有他的计划。
So we can see that in order for God's will to be fulfilled, he already has a plan.
神有拣选他的工人。
And he has chosen his workers.
然后照着他的计划这样一步一步这样把它推展出来。
And then according to his plan, the will becomes unfolded and completed step by step.
所以在整个圣工的计划这个神的这个大经纶里面，如果我们被神拣选，被神所用，这是一种恩典。
So if we are part of God's plan and are called to do his work, this is truly a blessing from him.
但是如果我们不做，我们失去这个机会，不会这样，圣工就不会发展，神可以用另外一个人。
But if we don't follow his calling and we refuse to do his work, God can still choose someone else to take your place.
所以这个教会不是跟公司一样，你看哪一个公司如果这个他的头头现在生病了，股票就往下掉。
And for a major corporation, if for some reason the CEO falls ill, then the stocks will fall.
教会不会这样。
But the church is not like that.
神的灵只要给人一点点，这个人就很有能力。
And if God's Spirit is bestowed upon any one person, then that person will have power.
神的智慧给人一点点，这个人就很有智慧。
And if God's wisdom is given to any person, then that person will have great wisdom.
神的爱给人一点点，这个人就充满着大爱。
Even a little bit of God's love on a person will fill that person with great love.
那他对神来讲，这个是没有困难的。
So to God, this is not difficult.
所以我们如果神要用我们，这是一种机会。
So if God wants to use us, this is our opportunity.
那我们不被神所用，这是我们的损失。对神来讲，神可以用很多的人。
And if we don't serve God, then it's actually our loss because God can use many people.
所以在使徒行传里面看，每一次到一个新的阶段，神就拣选工人。
So we can see that in every section of the book of Acts, God chooses his workers.
所以主要使徒行传介绍两个工人，然后圣工分作两个阶段。
And so we can see these two main workers in the book of Acts and the sections covering the spread of the gospel.
好，那我们现在看第一个阶段，第一章到十二章。
So now let us look at the first section is chapter 1 through 12.
那第一章在提到主耶稣复活以后在地上四十天。
And in chapter 1, Jesus was in this world 40 days after he resurrected.
那为什么主耶稣不复活就直接升天，要在地上四十天？
And why did he not immediately ascend to heaven after his resurrection?
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
用许多凭据将自己活活地显给使徒看，四十天之久，向他们讲说神国的事情。
Verse 3, chapter 1, verse 3, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
主耶稣复活，这是一个新的开始。
So Jesus' resurrection was a new beginning.
所以他用复活的身体跟门徒一起四十天。
And he, in his resurrected body, stayed with the disciples for 40 days.
在这个地方要给门徒对属灵的事情有一个新的认识。
And this was an opportunity to give the disciples a new understanding.
然后在这个四十天里面来预备将要大的来的大的工作的降临。
And also a time to prepare them for the great work that was to come.
所以要坚定他们的信心。
To secure their faith.
所以主耶稣还要在地上四十天。
So he remained with them for 40 days.
那第一章主要是在讲跟第二章的一节到十三节讲圣灵的降临。
And chapter 1 and chapter 2 through verse 13 speaks of the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
所以使徒行传又叫做圣灵行传。
So the Acts of the Apostles could also be called the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
在第一章的第九节，主耶稣就上升到天上去了。
In chapter 1 verse 9, Jesus ascended to heaven.
那主耶稣上到天上去，他怎么做工呢？
So if Jesus is in heaven, how can he continue his work?
那第二章就是他的灵降下来。
So in chapter 2, his spirit comes to them.
那他的灵充满着门徒。
And his spirit filled the disciples.
所以主耶稣就是借着他的灵住在门徒的心中，带领他们做神的工作。
So through his spirit, the Holy Spirit working in his disciples, he was able to fulfill his work.
所以主耶稣在天上，他也在地上。
So while Jesus is in heaven, he is also here on earth.
他在天上为我们预备地方。
He has gone to heaven to prepare a place for us.
他在地上用他的灵运行在我们当中来成全他的旨意。
But in this world, his Holy Spirit lives in us in order to fulfill his will here.
所以我们可以看到圣灵的工作非常的明显。
So we can see the Holy Spirit works very clearly.
圣灵给工人能力。
And he gives them strength.
能够讲道。
To preach.
能够行神迹。
To do miracles.
圣灵带领工人。
And he leads the workers.
来完成不同阶段的工作。
To complete different aspects of the work.
圣灵显明罪恶。
And the Holy Spirit reveals evil.
使教会得到洁净。
So that the church can be cleaned.
所以在使徒行传我们可以看到圣灵很清楚的在使徒教会里面做工。
So we can see very clearly all of the works of the Holy Spirit in the church through the book of Acts.
那今天真耶稣教会的任务就是复兴使徒教会。
And the mission of the True Jesus Church today is to revive the apostolic church.
所以我们要怎么来建设我们教会呢？
So how can we reestablish our church today?
我们不要从外教会的书一直去看
We shouldn't be referring to the books of other churches.
或者是找一些社会的名流来研讨教会要怎么才能够发展。
Or to look at methods in society for reviving our church.
这个不是 正确的方法。
That's not the right way to go.
正确的方法要回到《使徒行传》来看。
The right way is to look again at the Book of Acts.
当初使徒教会怎么建立的
？How was the church established then?
今天真教会就是要复兴使徒教会。
The true church today must be established on the same foundation as the church then.
所以我们复兴真教会的方法就是要从《使徒行传》来看。
So to revive the church today, we have to look back to the Book of Acts.
那《使徒行传》里面最重要就是圣灵的工作。
So the most important factor is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天在我们真耶稣教会的圣工上，我们要绝对的强调得圣灵，而且被圣灵充满，而且圣灵完全的运行。
So in every work that we do today, we have to emphasize being filled with the Holy Spirit and to do the work of the Holy Spirit.
因此主耶稣升天以后，第一件事情交代他们就是要祷告。
So the very first thing that Jesus commanded them to do when he ascended was to pray.
所以教会圣工的发展当然需要计划。
Of course, we have to have a plan for the expansion of the church.
但是教会圣工要突破，但是计划是做不到的。
But without the Holy Spirit, just planning will not do any good.
教会圣工要突破，需要有权柄跟能力。
In order for a breakthrough to come, we have to have the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit.
那这个权柄跟能力就是从我们的祷告来的。
And this authority and power must come through our prayers.
所以在第一章我们就看到 有一群人。
So in chapter 1, we see a group of people.
那15节说120个人。
In chapter 1:15, it says there were 120 people.
他们就是在那里照着主耶稣的应许在祷告。
And they followed Jesus' command and stayed together and prayed.
那这个120个人有使徒。
And among them were the disciples.
那有几个妇女得过主恩典的。
There were also women who had received the blessing of Jesus.
然后有主耶稣的母亲。
The mother of Jesus.
对主耶稣有认识的。
People who knew Jesus personally.
所以今天谁在教会愿意祷告呢？
So who is willing to preach to pray today?
第一个身上有职分或职位的。
Today, those who have a position or
职分呢？
It's a responsibility.
那第二个。
Second.
对神的爱有感受，想要报答神恩典的。
And also people who have been touched by the love of Christ and have received his blessings.
第三个，对神有认识，认清楚服事的价值的人。
Those people who have who know God and who recognize the value of serving him.
那这三种人要变成祷告的一个核心。
And so these are the people who need to come together and be the central group in prayer.
那祷告一多，你很自然，圣灵一带领，我们没有想到的方向一直跑出来。
So with the power of prayer, then many ways of flourishing the holy work will come.
圣灵好像风。
The Holy Spirit is like a wind.
圣经说他不知道从哪里来，也不晓得吹哪里去。
And the Bible says we do not know from where it comes and where it goes.
所以当圣灵在教会里面做圣工。
So when the Holy Spirit works in the church.
他所带领出来的方向常常有人我们想不没有想过的。
Then there are many ways that it can work that we had never even thought of.
这是非常奇妙的。
And this is very miraculous.
所以如果我们没有强调圣灵的带领。
So if we don't emphasize the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
有没有发现没路走？
Then we will see that there is really no way to go.
那有时候我们自己只找一条路走。
And we try to go different paths.
走到最后也发现，走到最后也不晓发现不晓得走到哪里去。
Either we go astray or we find that it's a dead end.
所以这个圣灵的祷告被圣灵充满，这是一个很重要的关键。
So to pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit is a key.
所以第一章在提到求圣灵，第二章圣灵降临。
So chapter 1 and chapter 2 talk about receiving the Holy Spirit.
那第二章开始就是在讲第一间使徒教会的建立。
And in chapter 2 it starts with the foundation of the first church.
所以41节就讲3000个人受洗。
And in verse 41 it says that there were 3000 souls who were baptized.
使徒教会一次3000个人受洗。
So all at once, 3,000 people were baptized.
所以我们现在看到有一些基督教派是一直在求圣灵。
So we can see, actually, there are many Christian denominations seeking the Holy Spirit.
他们是先有教会，现在看到圣灵，要求圣灵。
So they established a church first, and now they're seeking the Holy Spirit.
但是使徒教会它是圣灵先降下来，然后才建设教会。
But actually, in the book of Acts, we see the Holy Spirit came first, and then the church was established.
所以跟我们现在基督教就不太一样。
So it's a different order than many of the other churches today.
所以使徒教会谁建立的？
So who established the church?
没有一个人说是彼得建立的。
Nobody can say that Peter established the apostolic church.
或者保罗建立的。
Or that Paul established the church.
他们只是一个工具。
They were only instruments.
其实是神建立的。
Actually, God established the church.
那今天真耶稣教会的创办人是谁？
Who is the founder of the True Jesus Church?
如果你到 website 去看 TJC.org, 真耶稣教会创办人是谁？
And if we look on the web and try to see, search for the founder of the True Jesus Church.
每一个教会他都有强调他的创办人。
Every denomination emphasizes who the initial founder was.
但是只有真耶稣教会创办人去写主耶稣。
But in our church, we state clearly the founder of the True Jesus Church is Jesus Christ.
虽然早期有三个工人。
So initially, in the early TJC, there were three workers.
但这只是一个工具而已。
But they were only instruments.
这三个工人都死得很早。
And they died very young.
哦，为什么？
Why?
我想这活得太久，可能对他们也不好。
I think that perhaps God saw for them to live longer would not be beneficial.
因为人总有一个弱点，这个教会是我创立的。
People may start to claim that this church was founded by them.
那这个对他们反而不好。
And that would not be beneficial.
所以这第一个使徒教会是主耶稣创立的。
So the first church was established by Jesus Christ.
通过他的圣灵的工作。
Through the work of His Holy Spirit.
那圣灵降临以后，我们可以看到这个使徒教会的信徒开始过新的生活。
And we can see that after the Holy Spirit came, the believers lived a new life.
就是四十二章第二章四十二节到四十七节。
It's recorded in chapter 2, verses 42 to 47.
那这个新的生活有四大内容。
And there were four major parts to their new life.
第一个，遵守使徒的教训。
First, they lived according to the apostles' doctrine.
就是以圣经的教训做生活最高的原则。
That is, everything that they lived by was according to the teaching of the Bible.
就是我们做的任何一个决定，我们任何一个想法跟圣经冲突的，圣经对我们错。
So in every decision or every path that they took in their lives, they went by the guidelines of the Bible.
如果你要找职业
，if you want to seek a career,
一个很高，但是年薪很高，但是礼拜六要工作。
And you have a very high salary, but you have to work on Saturdays.
另外一个年薪低一点，但是礼拜六你不要工作。
And you have another choice of a lower salary, but you can have every Saturday off.
什么是神的旨意
？What would God's will be?
圣经的话就是一个原则。
So the word of God is our principle.
守安息日，这是神的旨意。
And it is God's will for us to observe the Sabbath.
所以能够守安息日的这个工作才算是合神的旨意。
So only the work that allows us to observe the Sabbath is according to God's will.
所以这个遵守使徒的教训不是很抽象的，是很具体的。
So a lot of these guidelines were not very abstract, they were concrete.
第一个，这是第一个原则。
And these were the first principles.
就是要把生活，在生活当中要把道理表现出来。
That in every aspect of their lives, they had to live out their faith.
主耶稣是道成肉身。
Jesus is the word in the flesh.
所以你看他讲的每一句话，他做的每一件事情，都是在表现他内心里面那个道。
So in every word that he spoke and every action he did, it was expressing the word within him.
所以他说，你看到我就是看到神。
And that is why he could say, if you see me, you have seen the Father.
因为他把神的道从生活中表现出来。
Because he has shown them God's word through everything that he lived.
那我们现在做一个人。
Now as a person.
我们生活要怎么办呢？
What do we do with our lives?
要把肉身在肉身中把道表现出来。
We have to live out the word in our lives as well.
所以这是第一个原则。
So this is the first principle.
那第二个原则。
Secondly.
叫彼此交接。
They had fellowship.
就是彼此有一个团契。
They lived in fellowship.
所以我们在教会里面没有不是强调社交。
So and in church we don't emphasize social interactions.
这个社交是有条件的。
Because social interactions, there are often conditions.
所以你如果去到这个不是属于你那一个团体，你会自卑。
So if you feel that you don't belong to that group, then you might feel sorry.
因为这是有条件的。
Because there are conditions for you to be able to join that group.
有的是以种族来分。
Some people separate themselves by race.
有的是以嗜好来分。
Some people separate themselves by career.
有的是以工作来分。
Some people by their work.
有的是以经济来分。
Some people by their financial status.
所以这个社会的团体都是有它的条件在里面。
So in social groups, there are certain conditions that must be met.
但是在教会里面。
But in the church,
没有条团契。
That is a true fellowship.
彼此互相的接纳。
We have to be accepting of everyone.
好像一个身体。
Just like a body.
好像一个家庭。
Just like a family.
这个是我们一个努力的方向。
And this is the direction that we should work towards.
所以在教会里面，我们不能说我不喜欢某一个人，我不跟他讲话。
So in the church, we really can't say that I don't like that person, so I won't talk to them.
如果那个人不好，他很软弱。
If that person is not doing something right, they are weak.
所以他希望我们能够，主耶稣希望我们能够接纳他。
So Jesus also wishes that we can accept them.
那能够帮助他。
And also help them.
使他变成刚强。
So that they can become strong again.
因此在教会里面这个团契是以神为中心的。
And the fellowship in the church is centered around God.
不分种族，不分阶级，不分世界上任何不分，在基督里面我们都合一。
There is no discrimination by race or any other means in the church.
这个叫做团契。
That is a fellowship.
所以我们在社会里面，我是我，你是我，我跟你没有关系。
So in society, we can say, well, I belong to this group and you belong to that group, so we don't have to interact.
但是教会我们不能这样讲。
But in church, that's not the case.
你是你，我是我，我跟你没有关系。
And we can't say that you have nothing to do with me.
你是主耶稣所爱的。
You are someone that God loves.
如果我爱主耶稣，
If I love Jesus,
我能够不爱你吗？
How could I not love you?
如果我不爱主耶稣，
If I don't love Jesus,
当然我不需要爱你。
Of course, I don't have to love you either.
因为你是你，我是我。
Because you are you and I am I.
但是如果基督的爱充满在我里面，
But if God's love fills me,
基督爱你，
and Jesus loves you,
我一定会爱你。
And of course, I will love you as
那
well.
那这个就是教会里面所强调的。
And that is what the church emphasizes.
不是人的爱。
It's not human love.
是基督的爱。
It's the love of Christ.
使我们之间互相有关系。
So it's the love of Christ that binds us together.
那因为有这个团契。
Because we have this fellowship.
又有爱。
And love.
所以我们在一起就会喜乐。
Therefore, when we are together, we will have joy.
所以你看我们今天有很多青年从外地来。
So we can see there are so many youths here today from many places.
你仔细看，如果我们看到他们没有感觉。
And if you look at them and have no feeling,
就是我们里面没有基督的爱。
That means we don't have the love of Christ in us.
有哪一个父母看到孩子从远方回来不是很高兴的？
Is there any parent who doesn't receive their children from coming back home with joy?
如果你的家庭充满着爱。
If your family is full of love.
有哪一个弟兄姐妹看到他的弟兄姐妹回到家里不会高兴的？
Is there any brother or sister who does not receive their siblings with joy as well?
因为有爱，你看到就会有感觉。
Because you have love, then you will have a feeling.
就会满足，就会喜乐。
And you will be filled with joy and satisfaction.
所以我们在教会里面看到同龄，觉得彼此非常的喜乐，因为有主的爱。
And so whenever we see our fellow brothers and sisters in church together, then we will feel great joy because we have this love.
这个爱把我们圈在一起。
And this love binds us together.
这个叫做团契。
And that is what fellowship means.
所以这是非常可贵的。
And that is very precious.
这是使徒行时代一个很重要的生活内容。
That was a very important aspect of the life of the apostles.
这个就是我们努力的目标。
And that is also a goal we should have.
那第三个就是擘饼。
The third is in the breaking of bread.
擘饼也可以解释说常常在一起吃饭。
And another way of looking at it is they eat together frequently.
也就是说常常花时间在一起。
They spend much time together.
因为既然有爱也一定要花时间在一起。
And because they had love for each other, they often spent time together.
大家彼此关心。
To have concern and care for one another.
那最后一个就是祈祷。
And finally in prayers.
就是被圣灵充满。
And that is how they were filled by the Holy Spirit.
这是使徒行传的新的生活。
So this is the new life that they established in the time of the apostles.
他们信耶稣以后，生活有一个新的改变。
After believing in Jesus, their life completely changed.
那第三章开始就在讲第一个神迹。
And in chapter 3, this is the first miracle that occurs.
那这个第一个神迹是怎么行出来的？
And how did this miracle happen?
第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
彼得说，金银我都没有。
Silver and gold, I do not have.
彼得真的没有金银吗？
Did Peter have no silver or gold?
前面第二章讲他们卖了一切财产都拿到圣殿里面来。
And chapter 2 that said that everybody sold their possessions and brought it to common use.
但是对彼得来讲，这不是最重要。
But for Peter, that was not the most important.
教会最重要的不是说教会有很多钱。
What is most important in the church is not that it has a lot of money.
对社会的团体来讲，最重要就是要有钱。你没有预算，你怎么做事情？
In any social organization, the top priority is to have enough money to be able to do things.
但是在教会里面最重要的是什么？
But in the church, what is the most important priority?
我把我所有的给你。
I have given everything to you.
到底彼得有什么？
What did Peter have?
有神的权柄。
He had the authority from God.
奉耶稣的名有神的权柄。
In the name of Jesus Christ, he had authority.
这个是教会的本质。
That is the nature of the church.
充满神的权柄。
And it is full of the authority of God.
所以我们可以看到《使徒行传》所谓发展的三个条件。
So we can see the three criteria for the growth of the church.
人力,
it is human power,
财力,
financial power,
还有神力,
and godly power.
我们常常把这个三个摆在一起。
We may think of these three together.
好像这个三个的重要性是各33.3%。
And we may divide the importance in thirds.
其实如果我们使徒行传读到最后,
but if we look at the entire book of Acts,
这个三个不是等号的。一样重要，不是。
They are not equivalent in importance.
最重要的是我今年我都没有，最重要的是我把我所有的给你。
Most important is not the, is that we have no silver or gold and everything I have I give you.
就是神的权柄。
That is the power of God.
如果有神的权柄在运行。
If the power of God is working among us.
人被神感动。
And we are moved by God.
钱都拿出来了。
Then we are willingly giving away everything we
have. 所以财产都卖掉了。
So we can sell everything we have.
因为被神的灵感动啊
！Because we've been moved by God's Spirit.
人如果被神的灵感动
，If we're moved by God's Spirit，
你看彼得条件这么好的，全部把它丢掉，出来传福音。
And what Paul had, he threw away everything in order to preach this gospel.
人力就有了。
And so he had the human resources.
所以整个教会发展的关键是神的权柄。
So the critical element is God's power must be there.
有神的权柄，就有人力，就有财力。
With God's power, then we have human resources and financial resources.
第三章啊，借基督的名，所以神迹就行出来。
And so in chapter 3, in the name of Jesus Christ, this miracle occurred.
这个神迹的名行神迹行出来，来荣耀神的名。
And we can see through this miracle, then God's name was glorified.
也借着神迹行出来，就有好多人信主。
And also, many people believed because of this miracle.
所以到第四章的第四节。
So from chapter 4, verse 4.
听到人很多，一下到五千。
Many people heard the word and believed, and the number who came was 5,000.
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
叫使徒站在中间，问他们说：“你们用什么能力，奉谁的名做这个事情呢？”
They asked the disciples, "By what power or by what name have you done this?"
我们看第十节。
And verse 10.
你们和以色列人都知道，站在你们面前这个人痊愈，是因为你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活，拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole.
所以在使徒行传从第一章到最后章，耶稣的名贯穿整个书卷。
So from the very first part of Acts to the very end, the name of Jesus is glorified.
因为耶稣的名罪得赦免。
Because through the name of Jesus, sins are forgiven.
因为耶稣的名神教训人。
Because the name of Jesus is there, it can teach many people.
使徒为着耶稣的名受苦被逼迫，满心感谢。
And because of the name of Jesus, the disciples were persecuted and suffered and gave thanks.
耶稣的名就是天上神的名。
Because the name of Jesus is the name of God in heaven.
是极其荣耀的名。
It is the one name full of glory.
我们今天受洗就是归入耶稣的名。
And when we are baptized, we belong to the name of Jesus.
当我们所做的一切跟耶稣的名产生关系，那一件事情就很有意义，很有价值。
So if everything we do is in the name of Jesus and according to his will, then that thing will be very valuable and very precious.
今天天上地上所有的权柄都是给耶稣的名。
All of the power in heaven and earth is in the name of Jesus.
所以我们被圣灵充满，耶稣的名就可以显出大的能力出来。
So if we are baptized in the name of Jesus, then and do things in the name of Jesus, then God's power will be manifested.
所以第一章啊，第四啊，第三章第一个神迹显出来。
So in chapter 3, we see the first miracle to occur in this book.
到了第六章。
From chapter 6.
啊，就第一个人殉道。
The first person was martyred.
啊，就是斯提凡。
It was Stephen.
啊，我们就知道爱主不一定死很好死啊。
And just because you love God does not mean you will have a good death.
斯蒂芬很爱主，但是被石头打死。
Even though Stephen was full of love for God, he was stoned.
这个八幅里面呢，最后一幅是最重、最大，但是最难。
And of the Beatitudes, the last one is the most difficult.
就是为义受逼迫。
That is to be persecuted for righteousness' sake.
那斯提凡就是为义受逼迫。
And Stephen was persecuted for righteousness' sake.
他死的时候天开了。
But when he died, the heavens opened.
所以有一天啊，如果神看你有资格为他而死，这个是最大的福气。
So if someday God finds you worthy of dying for him, then that is the most precious blessing.
比老死、比病死更大的福气。
It is more precious than dying of old age or of sickness.
对，第六章就在讲斯提凡殉道。
So in chapter 6, we see Stephen was martyred.
那从这件事情以后，门徒就开始往散、往外移民。
And from that point on, because of the persecution, the disciples scattered.
所以福音就开始往外传、传出去。
And through this also, it was spread to many places.
因为神的旨意就是要把福音传出去。
Because it was God's will that the gospel be spread.
所以耶路撒冷的门徒每一个往外去的都在传福音。
So all of the disciples who spread out from Jerusalem were preaching the gospel.
他们就是带着使命赶出去的。
And they went with a mission.
诸位，今天你从哪里来？
Where are you from?
你不是从你的故乡来吧？很多。
And they might ask, where you come from and where's your hometown?
你为什么会来这里？
Why would you come here?
可能你来读书。
You might have come here because of your education.
可能这个生活条件好。
Because of a better life.
但是这个不是最重要的原因。
But that is not the main reason you were here today.
神带我们来这里最重要的原因就是要叫我们有使命感，把我们所得到真教所传出去。
The most important reason God has brought you here is to give you this mission of preaching the gospel wherever you go.
所以我们每一个人对这件事情要有一个自觉。
So we have to have this self-recognition.
神不是带领来这里啊，享受一下很舒服的生活就死了，不是这样的。
God did not bring you here in order to have a good life so you could enjoy yourself and then die.
是有工作要你做的。
Of course there's work for you to do.
在这个地方传福音，兴旺神的工作。
It's to preach the gospel here and to allow the holy work to prosper.
这个是一个机会。
This is your opportunity.
如果你没有把握，
if you don't take it,
到你老了太晚了。
When you're old, it's too late.
年轻的时候要把握。
And so when you're young, you have to take advantage of it.
人都会老的。
Everybody grows old.
最可惜的就是你一辈子没有为神做过什么。
And the most shameful thing is that if you do nothing for God in your whole life.
最宝贵的是，
but the most precious,
当你还有能力机会的时候，你把握住。
Is that when you have the ability and the strength, you take advantage of it.
所以你看圣经里面这些爱神的人，当他们年纪大死的时候，没有一个后悔的。
And so we can see in the Bible that through all these people, through all their toil and suffering, they never regretted it.
斯蒂芬抬头望天。
And when Stephen was being stoned, he lifted his eyes up to heaven.
天开了。
And the heavens opened.
耶稣在天上等他回去。
Jesus was there waiting for him.
保罗要死的时候，
when Paul died,
他说有公义的冠冕为我存留。
He knew there was a crown of righteousness waiting for him.
他们是毫无遗憾地离开世界。
He had no regrets in dying in this way.
所以今天我们有机会一定要把握。
So today, we have to take every opportunity.
不要想说我到几岁，我到退休，我要爱神，太慢了。
We shouldn't wait until the time that we're going to retire. It may be too late.
现在。
Now is the time.
如果你是学生，现在。
If you're a student, now.
如果你三十岁，现在。
If you're 30.
因为你能不能活到四十岁，这个不是你能够把握的。
Because you don't even know if you might make it another 10 years.
所以啊，我们再看《使徒行传》里面啊，这些为主殉道的人。
So in the book of Acts, many people were martyred.
是最有福气的。
But yet they were the most blessed.
那到第十章。
And in chapter 10.
就在讲哥尼流信主。
We see the conversion of Cornelius.
然后那个福音就传到外邦了。
And then through him, the gospel was preached to the Gentiles for the first
time. 所以我们不要太忧虑福音能不能传给外族人。
So we shouldn't worry too much whether the gospel can be preached to the races.
菲律宾教会是菲律宾人。
And the church in the Philippines, Philippines, it's Filipinos.
印度的真耶稣教会是印度人。
And India, the True Jesus Church is Indian.
整个非洲的教会是非洲人，除了南非之外。
And in all of Africa, except for South Africa, the members are African.
事实上也有很多非中国的人已经得到福音。
So already there are many people who have received the gospel who are not Chinese.
哦，所以如果有人一直在想真耶稣教会就是中国人的教会，是因为他没有去过印度，没有去过菲律宾，没有去过非洲。
And it's because if you believe that the True Jesus Church is a Chinese church, you've never been to our churches in Africa, India, or any other place in the world.
灵魂是没有颜色的。
And in the spiritual life, there is no color.
不是一个白人来信主，他的灵魂就是比别人有价值。
And it doesn't mean that in any race, your soul is more precious than another.
哪一个肤色人来讲信耶稣，他就比较没有价值，不是这样看的。
We should not look down on anybody or look up to anybody because of their color.
神是不偏待人的。
God does not discriminate.
灵魂是没有颜色的。
Our soul does not have color.
真耶稣教会已经传到很多非中国人的地方。
And the True Jesus Church has already been preached to many places that are not Chinese.
这个一定会实现。
So this will absolutely happen.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because that is God's will.
那如果有的人不愿意接受。
If many people are not willing to accept this,
那是他心里面的障碍。
And that is a problem that they have.
那是可能是种族的优越。
And that could be racial discrimination
for them. 而不是真的福音有问题。
But it is not a problem with the gospel.
为什么最落后的地区可以接受福音？
Why is it that the most undeveloped places can receive the gospel?
最先进的地方不能接受福音？
And the most developed civilized places cannot receive the gospel.
问题在人的心。
It's because of people's hearts.
不是神有什么偏待。
It's not a problem in God's value of people.
所以我们如果听人一直在讲啊，真耶稣教会为什么传不开？为什么传不开？已经传开了。
And we may hear people complain, why is it that the church can't be, True Jesus Church can't be spread? It has been spread.
只是物质丰富的地方或者文化觉得比较先进的地方障碍比较大。
But the problem is that there are more obstacles in places that are more civilized or more developed.
不是神不爱人。
It's not that God doesn't love people.
是人自己抬高了自己。
It's that people have elevated themselves.
使人很难来接受这个福音。
So that they cannot humble themselves to receive this gospel.
但是谦卑的人就可以得到。
But people who are humble are willing to receive it.
所以后来犹太人就不接受福音了。
So we can see the Jews rejected the gospel.
犹太人是要神迹。
The Jews were waiting for miracles and signs.
希腊人是要世界上的哲理。
And the Greeks valued philosophy.
但是保罗传基督的钉十字架的大能。
But Paul preached the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们讲的是纯的，根据圣经的。
So everything we preach today is purely from the Bible.
我们不能够因为外面人需要什么，我们就讲一套适合他们的需要。
We can't just pander to the needs of people and tailor the gospel to them.
我们要传一套能够让人得救的福音。
We only should preach the gospel that can bring people salvation.
这可能不是好听的。
It might not be the most pleasant.
彼得说你要悔改，这个好听吗？
And people told people you have to repent.
Is
that pleasant?
你要得救，这一条只有这一条正路。
But it was really the only way that they could be saved.
保罗说，你信的时候得圣灵没有？
And Paul asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
你没有，你要再洗礼。
If you didn't, you have to be baptized again.
这个好听吗？
Was that something they wanted to hear?
否定你过去的信仰。
To reject whatever you had believed before.
来重新接套一套照圣经的方式。
And to start all over again according to the Bible.
这个也是不好听啊。
It's not easy.
但是以弗所的教会愿意接受。
But the Ephesians were willing to accept it.
再洗礼一次。
And to be baptized again.
神悦纳的证明就降下来，他们就得圣灵。
And so because God accepted them, He gave them the Holy Spirit then.
所以犹太人所放弃的福音临到了外邦人。
So the gospel that the Jews have rejected has come to the Gentiles.
不是主耶稣不爱人。
It's not because Jesus doesn't love them.
是人拒绝的主耶稣的福音。
It's because people have rejected the gospel.
所以到了使徒行传28章。
So when we go to Acts chapter 28.
福音就传到了罗马。
Then the gospel is finally preached to Rome.
我们还记得保罗曾经在这个雅典。
And we remember that Paul preached in Athens.
在那里亚律巴古很有能力在那里证道。
And he proclaimed the gospel with power to all the Greeks.
但是雅典人只很注重哲学思想。
But the Athenians only valued their philosophy.
说说听听。
They were just interested in listening.
只有几个人信主。
But only a few believed.
所以不是福音有问题。
So it wasn't because of the gospel.
不是保罗没有能力。
It wasn't because Paul did not preach with power.
是人选择拒绝的福音。
It's because they decided to reject the gospel.
那后来保罗到罗马也是一样啊。
So when Paul went to Rome, it was the same.
保罗对道理了解很深。
Of course, Paul understood the truth very clearly.
他去过第三层天。
He had already gone to the third heaven.
他能够行神迹。
And he was able to perform any miracles.
但是罗马人多少信主呢？
But how many of the Romans believe?
也只有几个信主啊。
Only a few.
不是福音有问题。
Not because of the gospel.
不是能力有问题。
Not because of not enough power.
是人的心刚硬。
It's because the people's hearts were hard.
人不愿意改变。
And they were not willing to change.
这个是现在世界上的问题。
This is the problem with the world today.
所以我们要认清楚。
So we have to understand clearly.
我们站在哪里。
Where we stand.
不要对自己所传的失去信心。
We shouldn't lose faith in what we preach.
啊，神的工作一定可以传开。
God's work will surely be done.
啊，来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
400首。
Hymn number 400.